Hey, everybody. We've risen. We're back. It is Easter. It is Easter Sunday for us. Who knows whenever this is. Maybe it's Easter Monday for you folks that are listening to this on the day it comes out. I guess we can just kind of jump into that. I wasn't planning on starting with that, but I think I uncovered. I mean, there's absolutely zero chance, like 0.0% chance I'm the first person to ever like question this. But I realized last night that I think there was a mathematical error made at some point in the old Christian Bible there. Because everyone knows, as the story goes, right? Jesus Cristo, he died on Good Friday, right? Which also we don't even know. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure someone knows. Someone can confirm. If they even used the Gregorian calendar, right? Like if they had like the same sort of calendar that we do now, I don't know. I have no idea when the Gregorian calendar was invented, shall we say. But as the story goes, Jesus Cristo died on Friday, right? And then they say 3 days later, he comes back from the dead. Well, again, there's 0% chance I'm the first person that has come to this conclusion. But if anyone does simple math here, Friday to Sunday, it's only 2 days. So I don't know where that third day came from.
I'm not actually going to Google this.
So I did a little bit of researching, right? Because I searched it last night. And I found someone who claimed to have the answer. However, their answer was insufficient and still incorrect. So what they said was, back then, they counted their days as starting on sunset, which that smells like bullshit to me, but whatever. Let's play the game, right? Like, because that's what this person, right, on the internet was like, oh, no, well, everyone knows that back then that they counted their day starting at sunset, not sunrise. Okay, fine. Let's do it your way. Jesus dies on Friday, right, during the day, right? So that would be considered, whatever, day zero, right? I mean, so sunset happens on Friday. Let's call it day one, right? Let's do that. Let's do Friday, day one. Let's leave out this day zero stuff. Let's call Friday day one, right? Friday day one, Jesus dies. Sunset is the beginning of day two, right? That doesn't make sense. Right? And then Saturday, so sunset on Saturday would be, well, yeah, so sunset on Saturday would be beginning of day three, right? Which means that Sunday day is still day three. However, right, 3 days did not pass. I think I did that right. I'm doing this off of memory. But 3 days did not pass, right? If you start on day one, right, Friday day, sunset Friday night starts day two, sunset Saturday night starts day three. So Sunday day is day three, right? Did he rise Sunday night after sunset? Like, do we have that information? Are we that specific? Maybe. I don't know. I haven't read the Bible, right? But in that case, the only way I could theoretically make sense of it was that if he came back from the dead after sunset on Sunday, which then theoretically, according to this internet person, they counted that basically as Monday, right? Because they, again, they start their days at sunset, not sunrise. But regardless, right? It 3 days did not pass. 2 days passed. It was roughly 48 hours. So I'm just curious, where do people come up with the 3 days later thing? Is it, we just like the number three, right? Because Christians do like the number three, right? I mean, that's a thing.
Greeks do everything in three.
Yeah. Yeah, Greeks are also Christians, right? The Greek Orthodox is a branch of Christianity.
Oh, sure. You said Christian, not Catholic.
Yeah. Yeah. Not Catholic. Yeah. I'm not, I'm not self-aggrandizing here saying the Catholics are the best, which I don't even consider myself Catholic, but,
yeah, you would have to be religious in order to consider
yourself. Exactly. Catholic. Yeah. Yeah. I would need to be a practicing member of the faith in order to claim that I belong to the faith, which I am not of any faith really. But yeah, I mean, they do like threes, right? So maybe that's the whole point. Like when they were rewriting everything, which spoiler alert, they rewrote a lot of shit, right? If it that's not like a conspiracy, actually. Like I know we talk a lot about conspiracies and do jokes and stuff. That's actually not a conspiracy. A lot of the books were rewritten and actually left out. There were a lot of books that exist, right? Because the gospel books, a book according to fucking Bob, was not included in the King James Bible because I think it was not Constantine, because he converted to Christianity on his deathbed. I forget the name of the accords, right? But there was some sort of like accord where a bunch of really rich people and kings and shit, dude, for all I know, it could be King James, right? That's why they call it the King James Bible. I have no idea. It's been a while since I've brushed up on my Bible history. But effectively a bunch of people sat around in a room and were like, yeah, let's include this story. No, let's not do that one. Or no, actually let's change this one a little bit. Oh, we have this gospel according to fucking Stevenson. Stevenson, we don't like that one. We don't like dust that one. We'll include Peter though. Peter was a cool guy. Let's say that Peter is the dude standing at the gates of heaven. Why not? Right? Why the fuck not? He was a cool guy. So like that's, I mean, I'm hyperbolizing, but that's effectively what happened, right? When they made the modern day Bible. The Old Testament is, and I should clarify, right? That's more New Testament. The Old Testament is more, or I should say less, it's less fucked with, right? Because you can fact check the Old Testament against the Torah, because the Old Testament and the Torah are the exact same fucking thing. Also the Quran. Ooh, a lot of people don't want to admit that, right? You're going to piss off a lot of people. But the Old Testament, the Torah and the Quran are effectively the exact same fucking thing. The New Testament of Christianity is what was fucked with a lot more, but, that I do know, right? That is, I do remember from my history. Cause I went down a deep rabbit hole on this whole religion thing a long time ago, like probably almost 15 years ago, somewhere around like 10 to 12 years ago, I would guess. But yeah, someone's math was off. And again, there's no way I'm the first person that thought of that.
The best thing that I can find is, there seems to be a little confusion as to whether it was on the third day, which it would be, mm-hmm. versus there is still an idea. It's like, yeah, but didn't he spend three nights in the tomb? And it's like, well, it never really said that. And
yeah,
it's like,
well, back then their nights were the days began at sunset and the days
it's
were
like
nights.
Fiscal. It's like fiscal
yeah.
years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you spend three fiscal nights in the tomb.
Yeah. And fiscal years make no sense. It's completely arbitrary too, because my company's fiscal year starts April 1st. And then I found out like a lot of companies' fiscal year start April 1st. I always thought fiscal year started July 1st, but, or they followed the actual year. Some people, some fiscal years actually follow like the calendar year, but yeah, no, my company, and then come to find out a couple of my clients also have April 1 as a fiscal year start.
It might have to do with taxes.
Yeah. I think it has something to do with that. My company is also not American, right? They're based in the UK. So,
so it probably has something to do with Boxing Day then.
Yeah, most likely. Yeah. Or I don't know. I can't think of any South American holidays. I don't think there are any. Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, I think that Cinco de Mayo affects the UK. So, yeah, I mean, hey, here's your, opening 10 minutes on Easter and why someone got their math wrong. But outside of that, I will say, I had a successful Easter because I smoked a lamb roast. And it was absolutely fucking delicious. And ham can pound sand,
I'm not listening to any
as
ham arguments.
far as I'm concerned. Yeah, it's one of those like ham, dude. It's fucking ham, man. And so my mom came down. It was just me, my mom, and Amy, and the wee baby Seamus. But like, they were like, oh, well, my mom was like, oh, would you want me to get a ham? And I was like, yeah, you can get a ham if you want, but I'm making lamb. So she got like a, I forget, it was like a 4 pound ham or something, which is
Shit.
surprisingly pretty big.
So that's a shitload
And
of ham for three fucking real people.
yeah, I know. So we got plenty of leftovers.
Good,
But
you have that to look forward to.
yeah, I will not be eating any. So they had their ham, right? And I had my lamb. And I will say, my mom thoroughly enjoyed the lamb. And I also will go on record and say that Amy liked the lamb. She was hesitant at first, right? And it was one of those, I gave her a piece that I cut off the end and she ate it and she didn't say anything. And I was like, oh, so you like it? She was like, no, I didn't say that. And I was like, well, here's where I get you. If you didn't like it, you immediately would have reacted and said, ugh, oh my God, this is awful. You didn't do that, which means you like it because you will not admit to me that you like it because you don't want me to have a win, right? Because everyone knows how fucking insufferable I am when it
Say,
comes
I wouldn't want to give you a fucking win either.
to when it comes to fucking holiday food, right? It's I'm well aware, right? You're not telling me anything I don't already know. I know how fucking insufferable I am when it comes to holiday food. And I know that if you were like, oh wow, this is good, I like this, she never would have fucking heard the
Yeah, it's
end of
just
it.
gonna, yeah, it's
I would
just
have
gonna
been like,
fucking.
because I immediately would have been like, good, I'm never making ham ever again. So I
See,
got
that's
her.
the thing though, because it's like I'm insufferable too, and obviously I was ripping fucking cunt. I got Cunty Chris so fucking pissed at me at St. Patty's Day. Turns out you didn't even eat the fucking boiled dinner, like you cunt. Fuck you. But yeah, that's the thing. It's like I'm right. I know I'm right. So you don't need to tell me that I'm right or tell me like that I'm wrong, because if you tell me I'm wrong, you're wrong, and if you tell me I'm right, I already know that.
Exactly.
Like it's
Yeah,
a
I'm good.
no-win situation. And yes, I do this on purpose, because the worst thing that anybody can do is come at me with subpar food choices because of tradition.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the
No.
tradition is the dumbest shit ever. I mean, I think I'm well on record here. If your excuse for anything is tradition, I'm on purpose going to do the opposite. Fuck tradition. I
Unless
d
it's good.
literally, yeah, right. Unless it's good, right? Tradition in Greek Easter is lamb and all kinds of shit that I didn't make the all kinds of shit, but I made the lamb.
We got a Greek guy. He bought a spit. I'm like, fuck, that's
Oh,
gotta be so good.
yeah.
Lamb on the spit. The other thing too is he was like, because I asked his daughter, actually they both train, but I asked her, I go, when's Greek Easter? She goes, April. I go, great, thanks for the help. It's not in
Yeah.
April, it's in May. He goes, yeah. He goes, oh, I got the spit. He goes, the other thing too is he goes, I bought the spit. He goes, I didn't buy the spit just to use it at Easter once a year. He goes, she'll have graduation, she'll have stuff like that. He goes, we'll be using the spit. He goes, I'll let you know. And it's funny too, because Chris asked him, I think the Greeks they drink ouzo and they drink
Yeah.
rakı.
That sounds right.
I think it's rakı.
Ouzo is like their version of Sambuca.
Yeah, and it's like it's cloudy, right?
Yeah.
So Yeah, so we asked him about the Rocky, and the Greek guy looks at it and goes, "What do you know about Rocky?" He goes, "I know you probably have some." He goes, what do you know? What are you looking for Rocky for? He goes, "Hey man, I just want to try it." He goes, "I've seen, like, you know, the travel shows, whatever." He goes, "I just want to try it." So there's a difference. Chris is trucking angling for Rocky. I'm angling for fucking lamb on a spit. Yeah, but even today, like, Michaela's mother made a beef tenderloin.
Yeah.
Like, is someone going to turn around to me and be like, "Oh, you didn't have ham?" No, I had something about 40 times fucking better.
Right, right.
And that's, and like, I know lamb, some people don't like it. And I get it. I understand why. You don't have to love lamb. But yeah, I mean, my recent finding of porchetta too, it just kind of really fucks everything up. Because I'm sitting here, I'm like, well, why would you make a ham when you can make a porchetta? Because it's like, if you were like, well, I'm not going to make lamb, some people don't like it. It's like, yeah, that's fair. Because
yeah,
lamb does have a taste to it that some people are not going to like. And that's, right. I get it. I understand it. And I completely make sense to me.
Right.
But yeah, now you're never going to be able, like, you are never going to be able to have a fucking conversation with me about that shit. Like, no way.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we could do a porchetta for Master Saturday.
We're still going to
figure out.
Yep, I was already thinking that.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Let's go. I mean, I know you obviously do too, because you've made it multiple times. But I was going to say, I got a lead on pork bellies. That I know I sent you the Snapchat, the fucking deli case full of pork bellies at the meat bar. Shout out to the meat bar in North Attleboro.
Costco always has them. No issue there.
Yeah. So
Costco also generally has lamb, rack of pork. And I can't imagine BJ's is too different.
Yeah, I think they're a little more light on the like pork belly and
the,
like,
belly sitch
and the exotic things, right? Like, you can probably find lamb occasionally, but it's not as much. Like, they always have like ribeyes and roasts and things like that.
Definitely get lamb right now, but obviously that's
seasonality. That's a thing. But yeah, I mean, Costco is superior to BJ's. There's no doubt. It's just unfortunate that there isn't one around here. The closest one is the one that you go to in Dedham.
My most unfortunate development is Costco only accepts Visa cards.
Oh, yeah.
My credit card is a MasterCard.
Yeah.
So I would use my debit card. Got a new debit card. Citizens changed to MasterCard. So now I can only use cash if I go. Michaela has a Visa, but I don't always go with her.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Hmm. Well, something to pay attention to, I guess.
I just have to remember. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so your food sucks. If it's not lamb, it's not beef. It's not porchetta. It's
really
not
just
good.
If it's ham.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I know we've done this before, but in the hierarchy of things, right? Like, turkey might as well be roadkill.
Speaking of, I saw two dead turkeys in the last 2 days.
Oh, good.
On the highway. Which,
that's exactly where they belong.
Yeah, that's my thing. It's like, what the fuck are you turkeys doing on the highway? Figure it the fuck out.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck off. And then ham is above turkey. But the thing, the unfortunate thing about ham is that pig has the potential to be good, right? Like, ribs, like pork ribs, are delicious. Pork belly is potentially the greatest thing ever. Pork tenderloin.
Do you remember when I made the rack of pork?
I think so. Yeah. Was that the day we had like a fuck ton of shit?
I probably overpurchased. Yes.
Yeah.
But the rack of pork is like really fucking good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like I said, it's, you know, it's just kind of unfortunate that that ham just kind of like brings down the rest of the pig. And I mean, it's fine, right? Like I said, it's better than roadkill, which is turkey. But it's not awesome, right? Like it's like I don't know. I'm trying to think of a good like analogy there.
I still think I'd rather have a fried turkey than a baked ham. That's just personal preference.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
It's probably close.
Yeah, it's probably close. I would say, yeah, I mean, if, at least for the dark meat, right, on the turkey, like a fried turkey from, you know, the turkey leg on a fried turkey is pretty fucking good.
Well, that's the other thing too, is generally speaking, I do eat the dark meat.
Yeah. But like if you're gonna give me ham or fried turkey breast, I don't know, that's really fucking close, dude. I may go ham.
Yeah, fry doesn't really help the breast as much as it needs to.
Right. But I mean, again, it all depends on how it's prepared, right? Like when we do it, we actually rub it with shit that tastes good,
We
right?
know
So
that.
like the skin actually, like the skin, if you get the skin of the turkey breast, right? The fried turkey, probably still going to be decent because the skin saves it. So yeah, I don't know. There's levels to this shit. Yeah, I mean this, other than that, like nothing special, right? Mashed potatoes, carrots, like shit like that, like nothing. I almost kind of wanted to go a little bit more like leaning into like the Greek thing, but I was like, nah, because I'm probably gonna be the only one that eats
Oh,
it.
no, I don't know what else the Greeks eat.
I looked it up. There's some vegetable. Is it like Brussels sprouts and something or other? I don't know.
Well, I mean, they probably have spanakopita because that's like their jam.
Right. Let's see. There's something called Greek potatoes.
Oh, yeah, he was saying that. I think he was saying that you just kind of like throw the potatoes under. So you let all the shit that cooks off the lamb kind of cook the potatoes.
Okay.
Now that could be just that family or that could be how it's done.
Oh, orzo. That's a big Greek thing, which I mean
Oh,
that's fucking pasta.
yeah, it's small pasta.
Yeah. It's rice pasta.
Yeah, pasta the size of rice.
Yeah, oh, Greek lemon potatoes. I think that's what I saw. Grape leaves, that's what I thought. I was like, "Oh, maybe I'll do stuffed grape leaves." But I was like, no, I'll be the only one that eats them. Plus, that's one of those things where like the first time I ever make them, are they gonna
Probably
be
gonna
as
suck.
good? Yeah, are they gonna be as good as ones that I've had before?
No.
No, the answer to that is no. So, but because then also too, like I thought about it and I was like, where the fuck am I gonna get grape leaves?
It's a good question.
Like where am I gonna get the ingredients to make stuffed grape leaves? Like, well, I mean, I know it's dates on the inside, right? Or figs, whatever the fuck it is. But like the actual leaves themselves, like I'm not gonna go hunt down fucking grape leaves. So I just made the lamb and it was great. Here's a fun one. That kind of I saw this the other day. Someone put this on Twitter, and it kind of goes with this whole Easter religion thing. So we've talked about this in the past, right? What is this? 2 years ago now, 2 Augusts ago, right? Not this past August, but August of 22, I think it was, when the U.S. completely fucking bamboozled the withdrawal from Afghanistan, right? When the Taliban took over, and everyone in the media was like, "Oh no, this Taliban's different, right? Like Taliban's different this time. Like, they're nice guys. Like, they're good. They're cool people. And that's what the narrative was, right? And some people might not remember that, but that's what the narrative was. I know, because we talked about it. We did a whole fucking bit on, like, oh, really? Oh, really? These people that fucking, you know, don't want women to drive and make them wear the, I'm blanking on the name, whatever it's called, the thing that they have to wear that covers everything but their eyes. You know, like those guys, those guys are different. They're different now. They're nice guys, huh? Okay. So, but that's what everyone was saying. That was the narrative, right? Oh, no, no, no. Taliban's cool now. They're on TikTok. They're on Twitter. Like, they're cool. They're hip. Awesome. Great. Thanks for that. Fast forward to now, in March of 2024, the Taliban just announced that they are going to start stoning women to death in public. For what, you might ask? Adultery would be the answer. And the supreme leader of Afghanistan, Emperor Snoke, Emperor Snoke, who runs Afghanistan, blasts the Western world for their support of women's rights. So you have the group of people that everyone knew for so long were pieces of shit and hated women, right? But when we left that country 2 years ago and made a fool out of ourselves, we were like, oh, no, 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 it's cool. Because the Taliban's there and, like, it's fine, right? Because everyone was like, oh, we fought for fucking 25 years against the Taliban and now we leave and we're just giving them the country back. Like, what the fuck was the last 25 years for? And everyone was like, oh, no, 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 no. It's a different Taliban. These guys are cool, right? Yeah, okay. Apparently not, because they're stoning women in public now, and their supreme leader, which they don't have a president, right? So whatever. Their supreme leader, Snoke, said that every country in the West is fucked, basically, because they support women's rights. So is the Taliban still different?
I have a follow-up question.
Yeah.
Were they not stoning women to death before, or did they take a pause, or is this a completely new development?
They may have taken a pause, I would imagine, while, like, we were there, because we were probably like, hey, man, you're not doing this shit.
Because I have to imagine the old Taliban definitely would have been in for that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think old Taliban was down for that. While we were in control there, I don't think any of that should happen. Well, I mean, I'm sure it still happened in some places, right? But I think it was, you know, not law. Now they're actually, like, implementing law that says that they're going to be able to stone women in public.
What a fucking place, huh?
Yeah. So all those people, again, don't forget that narrative, right, that they tried to sell us, that this Taliban was different. Let me read you a couple different, you know, lines from this article here. So you say it's a violation of women's rights when we stone them to death, but we will soon implement this punishment for adultery. We will flog women in public. We will stone them to death in public. These are all against your democracy, but we will continue doing it. We both say we defend human rights. We do it as God's representative and you as the devil. So the West is the devil, just like Mama said. Let's see. There was another one in here that was pretty good. Okay, the Taliban, this might be my favorite line in the whole article. The Taliban, despite initial promises of a more moderate rule, began carrying out severe punishments in public shortly after coming back into power.
Who could have seen this coming?
It's literally like before we left, we were like, you guys gonna be good? You guys gonna behave? Oh yeah, no, sure.
Yep,
Yeah, no, yep,
sure.
we're
You'll
different.
leave if we agree.
Yeah,
Yep.
no, we're different now. We're cool. Well, yeah, we won't do this shit. The second we leave, all right, where's all the women? All right, round them up, fucking stone them to death. Put your shawls back on, cover up, let's go. Like, this is another good line from the Supreme Leader. Taking over Kabul, right, which is their, I think is their capital city, did not mean that we would now sit in offices and drink tea. It did not finish when you left talking about like the, beating and fucking stoning women. It did not finish when you left. And we will now bring Sharia into action on our land. So,
So actually, nothing changed at all.
yeah,
Same
quite
Taliban.
literally nothing.
Literally same Taliban as they just admitted to you.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Lest we forget, also, I think this was like maybe 6 or 7-ish months ago. I feel like it was last summer. When the Supreme Leader, remember, halted women's education in Afghanistan, right? For the years that the US was over there in control, they allowed women to go to school. And then, like, sometime around last summer, I remember we talked about it on the show, that women were no longer allowed to go to school. And everyone was like, yeah, but like, they're still different, right? They're still not the same guys. And now, I mean, enough time has passed where most people are like, oh, did anyone say that? Did anyone actually say that they were different? Right? Because that's what happens. We're going on, I guess it would be almost 3 years, right? It would be 3 years this September or whatever. People aren't going to remember that far back that the media narrative was the Taliban's different now, right? They're going to be like, oh yeah, no, of course. Yeah. That's yeah. Obviously makes sense. That's what they do. That's why we went over there to fight them. Right. Like that's like how people are going to react. Because again, they just don't remember the bullshit that was fed to them almost 3 years ago about getting out of there.
What a debacle, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely one way to put it, huh? I mean, I don't know too much about Vietnam, but is that worse than Vietnam?
Probably not, because a lot of people died in Vietnam. That would be my guess,
Yeah.
is.
But didn't we like actually affect some sort of change? Someone out there that like knows history, right, and knows Vietnamese, like the Vietnam War history is like, no, you dumb fuck.
Yeah, I thought like the biggest issue with Vietnam was, I mean, obviously like it was highly protested here, and I don't exactly know that one, but it isn't the big thing with like Vietnam where it's like, it's probably the only war we lost, and it's like, no, we didn't lose, but there really wasn't a winner. It's like, well, if we went over there and we didn't win,
Right.
we lost. No,
Exactly.
it's more of a, it's not like a tie, 'cause it's like there's no score, but like, we didn't lose. We don't lose wars.
Yeah. I would have to leave it to a historian, like an unbiased historian, to kind of like score this one for me. Right, because obviously, like, way more deaths, right, and that's awful, right? That more people died in the Vietnam War.
Would believe that would that would be my guess. I don't have the
Yeah,
numbers on that, but
but right, did we ever make actual progress in Vietnam where we were in control of everything? I think the answer is no.
I don't think we did.
Right, so that's what I mean. So like we fought and fought and fought in Vietnam and never really got anywhere and kind of like just bounced. We fought in Afghanistan, won, took over the country, right? And then literally gave it back to the people that we defeated. Not like we defeated them and gave it to like a different group that like said they were going to be different. And then, you know, they pulled a fast one on you and was like, oh, just kidding. We're just like the Taliban, right? Like we're the Balatan, right? Like, yeah. Oh, we're going to give it to the Balatan because they're different, right? These are different. It's a totally different group. And then they're like, oh, just kidding. Like we're the same. No. It wasn't even that. You literally gave the country back to the group that you defeated to take the country in the first place. I know. Technically, we didn't like take the country. It's not like they became a state of or a territory, right, of the United States. But effectively, we were in military control of the country for the better part of 20 years. And then we literally gave it back to those people that we fought for 20 years. And then they were like, all right, hey, cool, thanks. Now we're going to go back and do the exact same thing we were doing in 1999 before you guys fucking invaded us. Like, that's pretty fucking bad, right? Like I said, I know a lot, like, more people died in Vietnam, but at least, like, nothing happened. Like, I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, but, like, nothing happened in Vietnam, right? Like, there was no, like, progress that was made, right? It's not like we defeated the Viet Cong, right, and took over Vietnam and then was like, oh, yeah, by the way, you guys can have it back now. Like, no, we just couldn't advance against them. So we tucked tail and left. We actually won in well, depending on who you ask, right? Win is a loose term. But again, we were effectively in military control of the country. And we were like, yeah, you can have it back.
So if these numbers are correct, rounding, call it 60,000 deaths in U.S. deaths in Vietnam and 2,000 deaths in Afghanistan. I believe those would probably be like direct.
Yeah, so that's 30x.
Yeah.
30 times the deaths in Vietnam. I mean, again, that's pretty bad. Right? Yeah. But that's why I would want like a real unbiased historian to kind of like weight that for me. Because I don't know, like, obviously 60,000 people is awful, right? But 2,000 people also sucks too.
Yeah, so I guess, is it worse that you actually accomplished your goal and then said, like,
nah, just kidding, right, you can have it back.
Enough's enough, like, we're out of here.
Yeah.
Or you couldn't even beat the fucking jungle warriors of Vietnam.
Here's a good analogy for you. Here's a good one. I just thought of this. You are someone, right? You're a feminist, right? And you're fighting against misogyny. You go and take over the Playboy Mansion because you hate everything that the Playboy Mansion stands for. It objectifies women. It does all this, yada, yada, you know, all the talking points, all that. Playboy bad, right? You storm the Playboy Mansion. You take it over. You hold the Playboy Mansion for 20 years. And for 20 years, you have well-educated women, right, that don't take their clothes off, right, for cameras, and that do great things. And then one day, 20 years later, you're like, nah, I'm good. You leave the Playboy Mansion, give it back to Hugh Hefner. And then the next day, Hugh Hefner makes all the women take their clothes off. That's kind of what happened.
Not ideal.
Yeah. Yeah, not great. So, again, can't really say I'm surprised. Oh, weird, dude. The Taliban's bad people. I had no idea. They were so good pre-2000.
Yeah, they were awesome.
It's so uncharacteristic of them. That being said, you want to wrap up game one? We'll take a TV timeout, come back for game two.
We can wrap up game one.
You're all right.
So I know I sent it to you along with seven fucking sloth GIFs or whatever the fuck. I don't know what the fuck happened with my phone. Peeps. That's also our usual typical Easter punching bag.
Yes.
Frankly, I think Peeps taste like shit. I think, like, of all the things that come out at Easter, you couldn't come up with a shittier version. It's like the Necco wafers of fucking Easter candy. So, at Michaela's parents, comes in, her cousin's wife places Dr. Pepper Peeps on the counter.
Sick.
I saw that and I instantly had some questions. Number one, why does this product exist? Who said, well, we have Peeps, we have Dr. Pepper. Why don't we combine them? Like, that'll be good, right? Now, I like Dr. Pepper. I don't know about you. I actually like it.
Yeah, no, I would say Dr. Pepper's probably it's top three. It's top three soda. Root beer is probably one. Barks root beer is number one. And then it's a toss up 2-3 between Sprite and Dr. Pepper. But those are my top three.
And some people don't like Dr. Pepper, which whatever, it's fine. But I've never drank a Dr. Pepper and go, you know what this would be great as? A cardboard marshmallow treat. I've never thought that. So, one, someone had to create this product or greenlight the production of this product.
Right.
I don't understand why the product even exists. And because it's not that big of a deal, and I didn't want to crush her for no reason, I really, really was curious as to what possessed her to buy such a thing. Now, I didn't get into it because, again, it's a no-win situation. It still found the whole situation fascinating. And the review from it, so Michaela's sister actually ate one. Now, Michaela's sister likes Peeps and likes Dr. Pepper. So,
okay,
those
one
just
and one sometimes equals two.
Those are just
unless
facts
math is racist, and then
those are just the facts of the case.
In which case, Peeps. 1 + 1 = 5.
Right. And given those circumstances, she said it was awesome. She said it was unbelievable.
Really?
So, thus making the situation even more fascinating. Because number one, who thought of this? Why does it exist? How does someone see it and go, yep, buying that? And then, to someone who likes Peeps and likes Dr. Pepper, how is it good? Like, how the fuck did they pull that off?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
It's one of the more perplexing things.
Was it brown?
I think I've ever seen.
Was it a brown Peep?
No, it was like the color of like a Dr. Pepper label, like the red.
Oh, so it was red. It was red. Yeah. Okay. Hmm.
Yeah. I don't think a brown Peep would be something that people would want to eat.
Well, that's why I asked.
Like I said, man, someone decided that this was going to be a thing, and it actually is good if you like Peeps. Now, I don't like Peeps, so there's no way I would even try it.
Yeah.
Peeps fucking suck, dude. They fucking suck.
Yeah.
Like, and somehow they're like more bland than marshmallows, and I don't even like marshmallows. So.
Yeah, I don't like marshmallows either. I'm not a, for that reason, I'm not a big s'mores guy, right? In summertime, like give me the chocolate and the graham cracker and I'm good. I don't need the marshmallow.
Yeah, not a s'mores guy. And definitely not like a stick in the fire, eat the melting marshmallow, burn the fuck out of your mouth. Like, that's not me either.
Yeah, yeah. Or like...
Char the outside so it tastes burnt.
Put it in the fire and you're like, no, it's not done enough. Let me put it back a little bit. Nah, it could be a little bit more. Ignites into flames and fucking turns into lava. And you're like, ah, shit. I don't want to eat that.
Yep, not my jam. Not my jam, but to each their own. Usually the type of s'more that I like, at a fire is usually about 12 ounces and in a can, and I consume it, and yes. It's alcoholic.
Correct. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
usually how I handle treats around the fire.
Yep. I would agree.
And
with you,
if you and I are sitting there and we bring a bottle of bourbon out, it's going to be a tough morning. Because I think 100% of the time that we brought a bottle to the fire, we were fucking banged up the next morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that math checks out, actually.
Well, I think we started making the rule, don't bring the bottle out.
Yeah, you're not allowed to bring the bottle outside.
So yeah, definitely one of the oddest Easter things that I think I've ever seen. Dr. Pepper Peeps.
Yeah. Yeah, that is strange. And very weird. All right. So my final thought is I saw on Twitter yesterday. It was either yesterday or the day before. I think it was from Andrew Callahan, who I think he works at WEEI, which is like the other shitty radio sports radio station in Boston for anyone that's not from around here. he mentioned that there are rumblings that Bill Belichick is going to be putting out a book, a tell-all book about his time in New England, how everything went, and how it all ended. Now, I sent this to our Twitter group, right? And I said, I will put a down payment on this book, or a deposit, whatever. I will put a 100% deposit, whatever this book costs. If it costs $45, I will give you $45 right now before a word is written of this book, because I want this book. I want to know from Bill exactly how the fuck this went down, because, and again, this is coming from someone that hasn't watched the Dynasty. I actually tried. So I was off Friday, and I put the first episode of the Dynasty on, and I couldn't do it. I watched like 75% of it, but I just couldn't get through it, right? And I think part of that is because it was effectively ruined for me, because I know it sucks, right? Like, I know everyone hated it, and I know it's propaganda for Kraft. And just like going through the process, I was like, nah, not interested. It's not good. It didn't catch my attention. Like, I wanted nothing to do with it. So I was like, fuck this. So I watched one episode, and I'll probably never go back to it.
Funny too, because the first three episodes were actually like good. Like, especially the first two episodes were good.
Yeah. Not when you know that there's an agenda coming. So I am all in on the Bill Belichick book if and when it comes out.
I'm skeptical that he's going to actually open up.
I think it depends, right? I think it depends on whether he thinks he's still going to coach or not, right? Like, if he thinks he can get a job next year, then...
Yeah, he can't go full scorched.
He can't go full scorched earth. However, I wouldn't be surprised, because it's not like you can just write a book in 6 months, right? It takes a long fucking time to write a book. I wouldn't be surprised if he writes the book, right, with someone, and they sit on it, and Bill goes, here's the deal. You know, he finds a co-author. That's what I'm looking for. He finds a co-author, right? Goes, you're going to write my book. We're going to start now. We're going to get through as much as we can in the next 6 months, right? Or maybe, I guess, a year. I would say a year. And wherever we get to in a year, I'm going to put my name back in the hat to coach again next year. So whatever we can get through in a year, we'll sit on it, right? And then if I get a job next year, we'll wait. And we won't release it until I'm done with that job, right? Like, I wouldn't put it past him for that, right? Because then he's got the book, it's written, right? Or effectively at that point, it might be like 90% written, because he may include some stuff at whatever job he goes to next, if there is one. But then he also might say, if I don't get a job and I really am done and no one wants to hire me, well, let's go. Let's drop that thing the week before the Super Bowl in 2025, right? Like, let's really fucking stick it to everybody. And let's drop my book the week before the Super Bowl. I could see either of those scenarios happening, right?
The thing I'm most curious about is, because obviously when he was here, he didn't give anybody anything.
Yeah. Part of me wonders, like, if he has something ready already, right? Like, he's been coaching in New England for 24 years or 25 years, however long it was. You're going to tell me after he won the third Super Bowl, or after he won the fourth or the fifth or the sixth Super Bowl, he didn't sit there as a guy who is the like absolute historian of the game and say, maybe I should call someone and start writing my story, right? Like, he might have something that's already mostly written anyway.
Well, what was that book that came out like when we were in high school?
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that book. I don't know what it's called.
I think I did a presentation on that, but I don't even remember what the fuck it was called or what it was about. I mean, was it
was it just called Coach? Like, it might have just been called Coach.
No.
Which is a really fucking stupid name.
I don't think that was it. Education of a Coach? Anatomy of a Coach? What?
Yeah, something like that. I know Coach was in the name.
Yeah, I mean, it was about him.
Yeah.
I don't know. My only thing is, if he comes out with a book, he better bring something to the fucking table.
I would agree with that.
I don't know what he's going to really bring.
But that's also what I mean is, like, I bet he has something in the can already, at least like 50% done, right? At minimum. Again, this guy has been here for 25 years, has won six Super Bowls, right? His last Super Bowl came 5 years ago, right? Like, you're going to tell me that this guy didn't sit down and think, like, you know, I should probably write a book, obviously. Especially, like you said, he already wrote a book. There was probably, like, a fluff piece that was nothing about, you know? So, I don't know. My point is that it's interesting, and I am all in on it. Because I am starting to be all out on Bob Kraft. I think it's becoming more and more obvious that he's a fucking putz that should not have stuck his hand into the football operations. And it kind of makes me wonder, all those years of not spending and doing all this, how much of that was Bill and how much of that was Kraft? So. Well, that being said, that's going to do it for us. So thank you for watching. If you're on YouTube, don't forget to, click subscribe up above, hit the thumbs up down below, subscribe if you're an audio only guy. You rate us 5 stars and a review. If you use Spotify or Apple, you can get us on Instagram at Sarcasm Speaks Pod. Twitter is Sarcasm_Speaks. Facebook is Sarcasm Speaks. Website, sarcasmspeaks.com. Go to the merch store, buy some merch, and then while you're buying shit, check out the show notes below and support our sponsors. You get all the links and all the promo codes and discounts and deals and everything you need down there. So until next time, good night, everybody.